During Pat Tillman's stint in the Army, he intermittently kept a diary. In an entry dated July 28, 2002, 3 weeks after he arrived at boot camp, he wrote, "It is amazing the turns one's life can take. Major events or decisions that completely change a life. In my life, there have been a number." He then catalogued several. Foremost on his mind at the time, predictably, was his decision to join the military. But the incident he put at the top of the list, which occurred when he was 11 years old, comes as a surprise. "As odd as this sounds," the journal revealed, "a diving catch I made in the 11 to 12 All-Stars was a takeoff point. I excelled the rest of the tournament and gained incredible confidence. It sounds tacky, but it was big." As a child growing up in Almaden, California, an upscale suburb of San Jose, Pat had started playing baseball at the age of 7. It quickly became apparent to the adults who watched him throw a ball and swing a bat that he possessed extraordinary talent. But Pat seems not to have been particularly cognizant of his own athletic gifts until he was selected for the aforementioned All-Star team in the summer of 1988. As the tournament against teams of other standout middle school athletes got underway, he mostly sat on the bench. When the coach eventually put Pat into a game, however, he clobbered a home run and made a spectacular catch of a long fly ball hit into the outfield. 14 years later, as he contemplated life from the perspective of an army barracks, he regarded that catch as a pivotal moment, a confidence booster that contributed significantly to one of his defining traits, unwavering self-assurance. In 1990, Pat matriculated at Almaden's Leland High School, one of the top public schools in the San Francisco Bay Area, both academically and athletically. Before entering Leland, he had resolved to become the catcher on the varsity baseball team, but the head coach, Paul Ugenti, informed Pat that he wasn't ready to play varsity baseball and would have to settle for a position on the freshman-sophomore team. Irked and perhaps insulted by Ugenti's failure to recognize his potential, Pat resolved to quit baseball and focus on football instead, even though he'd taken up the latter sport barely a year earlier and had badly fractured his right tibia in his initial season when a much larger teammate fell on his leg during practice. With a November birthday, Pat was among the youngest kids in Leland's freshman class, and when he started high school, he was only 13 years old. He also happened to be small for his age, standing 5 feet 5 inches tall and weighing just 120 pounds. When he let it be known that he was going to abandon baseball for football, an assistant coach named Terry Hartke explained to Pat that he wasn't built like a football player and strongly urged him to stick with baseball. Once Tillman set his sights on a goal, however, he wasn't easily diverted. He told the coach he intended to start lifting weights to build up his muscles. Then he assured Hartke that not only would he make the Leland football team, but he intended to play college football after graduating from high school. Hartke replied that Pat was making a huge mistake, that his size would make it difficult for him ever to win a starting position on the Leland team, and that he stood virtually no chance of ever playing college ball. Pat, however, trusted his own sense of his abilities over the coach's bleak predictions, and tried out for the Leland football team regardless. 6 years later, he would be a star linebacker playing in the Rose Bowl for a national collegiate championship. 20 months after that, he began a distinguished career in the National Football League.